They were also asked if they added aspartame to their coffee and tea. From their answers, the researchers calculated how much aspartame they consumed on a daily basis. During the next 5 years, 1,972 of those studied developed lymphoma or leukemia, and 364 developed brain tumors. When the researchers looked at people who consumed an average of at least 400 milligrams of aspartame a day, about the amount of food in 2 cans of soda, they found no link between aspartame consumption and cancer. Critics noted that this study was subject to recall bias, since those in the study were being asked to remember what and how much they drank. If their recollections weren't accurate, it compromises the findings, said Michael F. Jacobson, executive director of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a consumer watchdog organization. There also was no consideration of the many other foods and additives that contained aspartame, which added to the daily intake. Yet the few corporate mass media outlets that carried the story in 2006 introduced the 10-year-old study with headlines such as, "Findings may help to alleviate concerns raised by rat study last year." Why such aversion by the media to dealing with controversial health issues? According to the Center for Public Integrity, CPI, in the past 7 years, the pharmaceutical and health products industry spent in excess of $800 million to lobby legislators and government officials at both the federal and state levels. Manufacturers of pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and other health products spent nearly $182 million on federal lobbying from January 2005 through June 2006. No other industry has spent more money to sway public policy, stated a 2005 CPI special report titled, "Drug Lobby, Second to None." Its combined political outlays on lobbying and campaign contributions is topped only by the insurance industry. It should also be noted that the large pharmaceutical corporations annually spend nearly twice as much money on marketing as they do on research and development. In 2004, the CPI reported that pharmaceutical direct-to-consumer advertising has grown from $791 million in 1996 to more than $3.8 billion in 2004. Drug ads on television are now ubiquitous. The cross-corporate ownership of both pharmaceutical houses, medical institutions, and the mass media, combined with the extraordinary amount of pharmaceutical advertising, might explain the media's hesitation in reporting the deleterious effects of drugs.